Good morning and welcome to today's PSA programming here on KNCI, KCZO, KYMX, and KHDK. Operated by Bonneville International, I'm Cody Robinson. My first guest is Tracy Snyder, Philanthropy Director at Pride Industries. She's here to discuss how they help those with disabilities, their 60th anniversary, and their upcoming gala. Thanks for being with us. Could you introduce yourself and provide a little background on what you do?
Sure. My name is Tracy Snyder, and I'm the Director of Philanthropy at Pride Industries. I have a long history with nonprofits and philanthropy. However, the key to my involvement in Pride Industries was that I have two adult children with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And so I have lived this life both at home and at work mm-hmm. for a very long time. And so when I started with Pride Industries, it was like the perfect storm of my passions. And yeah. I feel like my whole career has come to this place. So I love it.
I love that for you. Now, Pride Industries is celebrating its 60th anniversary this year. Could you tell us about Pride's history and mission?
Sure. Pride Industries was started in 1966, 60 years ago. It was when parents really sought more for their children, sought jobs, independence, for children who had aged out of the public school system. And our mission today has gone unchanged. It's to create employment for people with disabilities. So we've grown a lot since back then in 1966. Today, we're a $450 million nonprofit social enterprise. Yeah, we have over 4,500 employees across 16 states plus DC, and nearly half of our workforce has a disclosed disability.
Now, there's an upcoming gala celebrating Pride's 60th anniversary. Could you tell us about this?
Yes, our Diamonds of Impact Gala is February 28th, 2026 in Roseville at our headquarters. The 60th anniversary is traditionally a diamond anniversary, so we're leaning into that. It's an inclusive celebration. It's hosted by an amazing MC. She's a disability advocate and TEDx speaker. Her name is Alicia Anderson. And we're featuring music and art by people with disabilities, a live auction, and we're giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Tony Coelho. If you're not familiar, he's the Honorable Tony Coelho, former U.S. congressman from California, and he is known as the father and the primary author and sponsor of the American with Disabilities Act. Aww. It's widely regarded as the most significant civil rights legislation for people with disabilities in the past 30 years. So we're really honored to have him.
Yeah, no, that's going to be great. And it sounds like fun. Now, I understand the proceeds from the gala benefit the Michael Ziegler Pride Industries Foundation. Who does that serve and what type of services do you offer?
Yes, the foundation is amazing. We help people with disabilities, but we also help people like veterans, former foster youth, others in the community that might have barriers to employment and long-term job success. It's donor funded. We have services that include the I Am Able Employment Hotline, vocational training, job coaching, assistive technology, and transportation. Pride Industries covers the foundation department operational costs. So truly every dollar donated to the foundation goes directly towards the mission.
Oh, incredible. Could you talk about some of the challenges people with disabilities face when it comes to finding employment? And what are some common misconceptions about people with disabilities in the workplace?
Yes, barriers often include transportation, resume gaps, a lack of tailored job search support. Some of the misconceptions, like accommodations are costly or performance may suffer in our business, they don't really match reality. Most accommodations are simple and cost less than $500 one time. We often see overall morale of the workforce improve. And people with disabilities are loyal, reliable, and can bring a strong problem-solving skill. They've had to navigate a world not necessarily built for them, so their perspective is different. This can lead to innovations, process improvements, and a lot of other benefits.
Can you talk about the support Pride Industries provides for people with disabilities to remove the barriers of unemployment?
Yes. We try and offer round support for people with disabilities and the people that we serve. We provide personalized case management, skills assessments, training, on-the-job coaching, plus our I Am Able helpline. It connects people, over 4,000 people a year, to resources that can lead to work.
What type of industries partner with Pride Industries to hire people with disabilities? And what are some of the global or even local companies that partner with Pride?
you know, really the sky's the limit in the type of businesses that we partner with. Locally, there are many of our casinos partner with us. Places like Thunder Valley, we run their entire laundry department. We also have a longstanding relationship with HP. And one of our largest contracts is actually with the federal government.
Oh, wow.
We provide services to a lot of Navy and Army bases. So if you look at someplace like Travis Air Force Base, a lot of the jobs that our soldiers are not able to do, we do. So things like HVAC or electricians, their landscaping services. So all of that type of work.
What are the benefits to employers when they create an inclusive workforce where people with disabilities are an integral part of the team?
Inclusion drives retention. Mm-hmm. It expands the talent pipelines. It improves quality and safety and sparks innovation. It's the right thing to do and a clear competitive advantage.
If listeners are just joining us, tell us about Pride Industries' 60th anniversary gala and how listeners can attend.
Yes, our gala is going to be amazing. Our Diamonds of Impact gala is February 28th in Roseville at our headquarters. We're going to transform that space into something truly special. You can go to our website to get more information, but we will be having live music. We're giving an award to the Honorable Tony Coelho. We have an amazing MC that will be there. There will be dancing, dinner, all kinds of amazing things are happening that night, and we would love to have you there.
Great. How can businesses connect with Pride Industries to find out more about hiring people with disabilities or developing a business solution partnership?
We would love partnerships. And the best way to get information is at prideindustries.com. It has lots of information, not only about the gala, but about our business and how to get a hold of us and more information across the board.
Okay. And what is the website?
www.prideindustries.com.
And is that also how someone with a disability or maybe a family member of someone with a disability can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Our website is there for everybody and is a great resource. I would also encourage anybody with a disability or family member that's trying to really help to contact our I Am Able helpline. That number is 844-1-AM-ABLE, and we can connect you to resources.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just please come and see us on the 28th. We would love for you to be there.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here and doing this. That was Tracy Snyder, Philanthropy Director at Pride Industries. If you would like more information on what we discussed today, visit prideindustries.com. That's prideindustries.com. If you have questions regarding this program, please direct your correspondence to Public Affairs in care of this station.